America.
Start listening now. Boy, guys, wasn't that an interesting election we just had?
I should say so.
I liked when they won.
It got really close.
I might not have liked...
And welcome to another fairly elected episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the home of Tim Walz's Dreamcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny. And I need everyone to know that we're recording this before the American election has happened.
It's October 28th.
Anyway, you can find us on all the standard and substandard social media outlets at 12pointsUSA, or you can just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find some of our merchandise over on our Redbubble page, or you can support us either by a one-off donation on our Ko-fi, that's Ko-fi account, or on Patreon for a monthly contribution. Whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way, but Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. And that may include bloopers, that may include extra discussions, polls, things like that. So, yeah, feel free to join us on there. As of right now, full disclosure, we are recording this on the same day that we recorded the last episode, so we have no other news for you. So, yep, as a reminder, we are going in running order of the contest that will be held this November out of Madrid. So we'll start off with North Macedonia, then moving on to Poland, Georgia, Spain, Germany, and the Netherlands. But let's start off our show with Anna and Alexei and Marathon. Let's hear a clip. All right, that was Marathon by Anna and Alexei, only 3 minutes long despite its name. Anna Vanceska is 14 years old, Alexei Ivanovsky is 12, both from the city of Bitola. The songwriting team includes Lazar Svetkovsky, who was also on the team for Fire, which was North Macedonia's junior Eurovision entry in 2019, a favorite on our podcast here, as well as Eurovision songs Predaseras Deni, To the Sky, Proud, and Fall from the Sky. So we both go to the sky and fall from the sky. So thank you, Lazar, for those. So I'm going to pick a name randomly to start us off. Danny is smiling handsomely into the camera, so I'm going to do that. Danny, what do you think?
Nice random choice with no bearing on anything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put this, if I had to like rank this on one of our beautiful like internet YouTube algorithm tier lists, like this would be solidly, I don't know, it starts with S and then A. So I'm going to put this in B, actually. I don't hate this song, but there's a couple of things with like production or like the actual like musical delivery of the song that's a little bit weird. Love these two, actually. These two singers, it's Anna and Andre, like they're... It works.
Alexei.
Oh, sorry, and Andre. It's my cousin Alexei. Yeah. It's they're good. They work good on camera and I can see them doing good on stage, but like the run, run, run thing in the chorus, it just feels a little choppy. It doesn't sort of like flow with the rest of the song around it into it easily. It reminds me of like, I really liked My Last Breath. Is it James Newman?
Yeah, James.
John Newman? James Newman.
James Newman.
Yeah, James Newman, My Last Breath, the song that he submitted in 2020 for the regular contest. Like, he did a really memorable, like, My Last Breath, and then there was, like, a pause. And it's, like, as memorable as that weird little pause was, it just sort of didn't flow organically and smoothly in the song. It left you, like, kind of wanting and sort of a little off-kilter. That's kind of how the run, run, run stuff in the chorus does, which is a shame because that's, you know, 90% of the chorus. Wish that you could just go back and sort of, like, alter that, maybe just add a couple of new production tricks or methods to whatever's going on there. But it just sort of like puts me off kilter for the whole song, which is a shame.
I actually kind of like the run, run, run hook as somebody who, again, doesn't speak Macedonian. It's something that you can kind of glom onto. It's if you can't follow along and sing along with the language, the chorus is where it really kind of hits. I feel like North Macedonia is often underappreciated when it comes to their eventual results on a junior Eurovision scoreboard. They have come out with some really, really great songs over the years, and sometimes it just doesn't end up as strong as you would expect. I mean, the best that they've ever done were a pair of fifth place finishes back in 2007, 2008, and then the aforementioned Fire by Mila Moskov back in 2019, coming in sixth. But they've come up with some really, really great stuff, and it's just kind of been middle of the road. I feel like this is a bit more energetic than we've had from a lot of North Macedonian songs. I like the two of them together. They seem to pair well together without feeling like they're forced to sing together. They seem like they're actually, you know, friends, which is nice. I think B tier is a pretty solid place where I would put this. I heard this and I'm like, yeah, this is good. This is something I would listen to. I just find it slightly funny that in all of the arguments between North Macedonian and Greek cultural references, you know, who is Alexander the Great from one side or the other, the fact that they call their song Marathon, I do find an interesting.
We called our song Salamis. Yeah.
Just a little sociopolitical. Okay, I get what you're doing, but hey.
You know, I think it's pretty good. They seem to have chemistry. They're closer to like a holding on to you level of chemistry than I don't know, Burning Daylight, and I just have a hard time coming up with a ton to say about this. I will say if you really like that part of Euphoria where she sings, "We're going up, up, up," I have the song for you because that's basically what this run thing is. It's just that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I hear when I listen to this. And Euphoria is a beloved Eurovision thing. This is not on that level at all, but I feel like
few things are really.
No. I'm not saying that, but I enjoy it. I think it's a well done little tune. That's about all I got. I'm afraid there's also nothing to complain about is kind of the thing. Like Sam, you talked about how like they're stuck in the middle. I think that's exactly where this is going to be.
Derek, what do you think?
Derek.
Uh-oh.
It's fine.
He's a pun.
Oh.
That's fine.
It's an odd one. When I'm listening to it, I'm like, oh, that's not bad. And then it ends and I just kind of forget about it. I don't. It feels very mid-table for me. You know, like a B tier on on a streamer's ranking.
Yeah, on my streamer ranking chart. It's a B. Yeah.
Between Super Mario 3 and Super Mario Island. Lost Levels.
Yeah.
I think I kind of more with Danny on the run part. I don't know why. It just kind of, it feels like the song is stalling and not building like it should.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I feel like every time it just says run, it should kind of amp up rather than plateau. And I feel like that's something they could easily fix, especially on a live performance. Like it's just, they could put more energy in it or just kind of build up a bit more. I mean, we'll see what they do, but for now, I'm like, okay, it's fine. Nothing particularly terrible about it. I think they're really good. I think they're interesting together. I'd be curious to see what else they could do, but this one it's fine.
All right. We all kind of set our piece on this one then?
Yeah.
What an intense sequence of reviews.
Here. I know.
Powerful opener.
Yeah.
Hold on. We need to take a five for a breather. It's just
I'm gonna cool off a little bit
here. After a marathon. What do you expect? Yeah. You mean
I need a break? I need a break to decompress.
Also, the marathon metaphor. I'm not quite sure. Knowing I've never run a marathon, but I know people who have run marathons. It's like more a test of endurance rather than speed. And I get the impression when they're saying run. It sort of like implies hurry.
Yeah. She's like, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. They say that, but you're right. They are like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, it's more. Don't give up on your dreams. You know, have long term perseverance. You know, follow your dreams. They're not going to happen immediately, but I think it rings true.
Oh, I get the message. I just think stylistic or tonally, the song it seems to want to like to like really move, and not it's more about moving than persevering. At least, like if it was in a foreign language I was listening to it, I'd be like, oh, this is a song about like getting up and going, when really the message is no, stick with it no matter how hard it is. Which is fine, but it just feels a little inconsistent in that regard.
That's fair. Are we ready to move on to the next song then? All right, I'm taking that resounding silence as a ticket to go. So next song up, we head over to Poland, and here is All Together by Dominik Aram. Let's hear a clip of that. All right, so that was All Together by Dominik Aram. He is 11 years old, from a small town in northern Poland. He has recently appeared on The Voice Kids in his home country. He was the winner of national final Chance of Success. Interestingly enough, this is the first male singer that Poland has sent since they debuted at Junior Eurovision. This is their 11th time at the contest, and it's the first young man that they have sent. Yeah. Derek, I don't think I've foisted the first try on you yet. A fickle finger of fate points at you.
Derek, this is a kids program, please. Anyway, go on.
Do it.
Have you watched not the most recent, but the previous episode of Taskmaster?
No.
With Pidgeyore?
Yes.
I was gonna respond to Danny like that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch it.
I don't.
It's so good.
It's so good.
What do I say about this one? Again, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm going to come down a little hard on it. This is probably my least favorite song of the contest this year. It just feels like a slog to me. I don't feel any emotional pull or any drive. The whole time I listen to it, I don't feel like it's going anywhere. I don't feel any movement. And the video just feels kind of awkward. I don't know if he's good on camera necessarily. The movement feels very like forced and uncomfortable. And I get that's the impression from the whole song. There's just something off about it. And I feel really bad for him, and maybe I shouldn't, but like I don't know what the background story is. Maybe he's a great kid, maybe he loves this, maybe he's having the time of his life, but just the feeling I get from it, just it doesn't feel, I don't feel the passion behind it the way I do others. Like those two Macedonian kids, man, I feel like they're really putting themselves out there and they're really going for it, and here it just feels kind of like a chore. And maybe I'm coming down a little too hard on this, but and I've listened to this playlist a few times now, and every time this song comes on, I'm just like, ugh, okay.
No, I'm with you. I think the reason why you don't like it is because this is a very old-fashioned kind of Junior Eurovision song.
Yeah.
It is a very sweet song about being young and knowing what to do. It's a song about saving the planet and coming together because we are all one, and that's it, you know. He's serviceable. He's very young. This is a very young boy. He looks extremely young, to the point where when he sings the lyric, I'm not a little kid anymore, I'm like, well, but you are. Like, I mean, look at you. Have you seen yourself? You're a little kid. and I understand that the sentiment behind the lyric is different from that. I'm just taking the piss. But he's a fine singer. He navigates two classic Eurovision style modulations up on the chorus, which is, again, it's very old fashioned. This doesn't feel new. It doesn't feel really interesting. It's really kind of we sometimes talk about the kind of song that is sort of cartoonishly stereotypical of the main contest. This is the kind of song that checks that for JESC for sure.
I'm kind of in the same boat. The thing is, I've listened to the song a couple of times now, like first the live performance that he had on the national final, and then the the studio performance earlier today. I can't remember how it goes. And that's not a great sign. And I'm not sure if that's just me, if I wasn't listening.
The melody sticks for me, but
I keep thinking of the song, and the thing is, the German song comes into my head instead, and we'll talk about that song later on. And it's, I remember thinking as the song is going on, it's like, this is fine. But then when it's gone, it just kind of, you know, washes away with the tide. I know that the sentiment is earnest and honest, but it just gets overshadowed by other songs. And I can't get behind this, unfortunately, as much. I mean, good on Poland for finally sending a boy, but oh dear. Eric, what about you?
It's not very good, is it? I
feel like you should have had like a British music producer accent to say that. It's not very good, is it?
In it.
It's not very good, isn't
rubbish,
it?
In it. Derek, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Like, I feel bad. I don't want to be mean, but like, this just isn't very good. And there isn't a lot memorable about it. There's a point. I'll also note it's less than 2.5 minutes long. It's very. Yeah.
And yet it might as well be Bohemian Rhapsody, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, I guess. But there's a point. Maybe halfway, two thirds of the way through, where it starts a little bit of a build, and you think that there might be something kind of even transformational about the song, and to do something interesting, and then it just doesn't. It just kind of goes back to the same old thing. As Sam noted, there is a live performance of this, and nope. His voice is pretty good, but sometimes with these high registers, pretty good means stuff's going to stick out when you don't want it to, potentially. So I'm sorry, Dominic. I try this again in 8 years.
I think he has potential. Like, I think he has like vocal potential. I just think he hasn't really grown into himself yet. Like, he's got some growing to do and some learning to do. Obviously if he was selected to win this competition, like, there's something there. He's talented. It just wasn't given a fantastic vehicle, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shall we move on to our next one?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's another soloist, another male soloist, this time from Georgia. Here is Andrea Pucaradze with To My Mom. Partiš pred to. All right, that was To My Mom by Andrea Pucaradze, 11 years old, from Batumi, right on the seaside there, winner of the Standard Junior Eurovision Selection Show from Georgia, Renina. Songwriter includes the always memorable Giga Kukianitsa, who was the man behind Junior Eurovision entries from Georgia in 2010, 2012, 13, 14, 15, 17, 20, 21, 22, and Echo by Iru at the main contest. So,
oh, your favorite.
The man has given us some highs and some lows, and a lot of highs, though, especially for Georgia Junior Eurovision.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Eric, what do you think of To My Mom?
Well, first I got to ask the important question, which is, why is this kid dressed like Danny?
Stop. This kid has hair.
Okay. Fine.
Well, so do you, but it's just all like migrated to your chin.
Okay, yeah, but since when do I wear a camel overcoat with a purple dickie but on top of the overcoat?
Well, now that you know it's an option, I totally expect you to be wearing that the next time I see you.
Start a trend where we wear dickies on top of the overcoat.
Yeah, this is this is a song contest, not a dressing like Danny song contest. Although if it was, I would say top points. For Andrea here. I like this. I don't love it, but I like this one. I think that it does a good job of sort of achieving and earning that build that like Poland's song did not. I think that the dynamics going throughout the song, I think it works pretty well. And he loves his mom. Like, what am I going to do? Be like, nerd. Like,
nerd, you like your mom.
You mom like her. It's a sweet song, even when I can't quite tell what's being said. And that's, yeah, and that's always nice to when you kind of transcend language a little bit. It's a sweet little tune.
I've noticed over the past couple of years, Georgia doesn't really at all attempt the sort of thing that France and Armenia are doing. Not at all. They prefer a more traditional sound, to the point where, honestly, if you would have told me that this was a Kazakh entry, I would have taken your word for it. It's kind of that level, and that level of this kid is really good. This kid is a really good singer. Like, this kid has some really nice chops for this song that we're seeing. However, I'm with Eric. It's not my cup of tea, but like, I also dare you to hate this song. Like, I dare you to sort of dismiss this song. It's a good song.
I feel like a lot of Georgian entries, you know, the vocals are never the problem, and honestly, they're decently written songs, but oftentimes for me, they lack an immediate hook, and that to me, they almost feel more like a vocal exercise in let's show you, like, let's highlight how great this kid's voice is, even if the song isn't necessarily the best. It's just, it's a vehicle. And sometimes, you know, after a couple of listens, that does kind of coalesce. I think about Marianne Bigvava and I Believe, and Sandra Gadelia, You're Not Alone from 2020 as well. But this, I think, is
blatant erasure of our three superhero kids from Georgia from last year.
Oh, how yeah. Anastasia and Renina. Yeah. But but that came in 14th place. It didn't.
It sure did. It was a crime.
Yeah. Poor kids. But again, it's not the quality of the voice. It's just sometimes the structure of the song, while highlighting the voice, kind of oftentimes it doesn't lend itself to an eventual position on the scoreboard. And I'm kind of seeing that. Yeah, no. And that's okay that it's not, because this is still a sweet song with an earnest message. And Andrea sings the crap out of it. So it's not for me, but I get it.
I don't know much to add on this. It feels very old school. It has this classic ballady kind of feel to it. It's an ode to his mother. And we've had a handful of mother songs over the years, including at the senior contest.
Mother.
Mother.
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Yeah. Music was,
It's kind of one of those things where it's like he clearly has a good voice. And he can do the song, and I wish they'd push him a little bit. When I see kids who are like really talented and they're given kind of a straightforward song, I'm like, well, what else could he do? Like, what if we put in a little, like if we flipped it halfway, like it became a different song all of a sudden, or there was a section like when all of a sudden there's a dance break in a song. I don't think the song should have a dance break, but
oh god no,
like it gives them the ability to kind of show off what else they can do. And I don't feel like he's like, yeah, he's got a good voice and it's kind of a good song for showcasing that. But I feel like he's capable of more, and I want to see that. It feels a little wasted, like a wasted opportunity to say, let's give you like the standard old school song and have you sing it just to kind of show off how good a singer you are and not really do anything else. So I think he's great. Song itself, I don't really get excited about, but I do acknowledge that it's well done, and you know, it has that style that I don't think anyone else is really doing this year. So, ain't good on you.
So, shall we pop over to the next song with a complete and utter change in pace?
Yes.
Sawtooth.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Ride the sawtooth, everybody. Here comes Spain. It's Como La Lola by Chloe de la Rosa. Let's hear a clip. All right, that was this year's Spanish entry, the hometown entry for this year, Como la Lola by Chloe de la Rosa. She is 9 years old from the small town of Guareña in the Badajoz area. This is an internal selection by the Spanish broadcaster. The song is all about wanting to be like her musical idols, name-checking Shakira, Taylor Swift, Carol G, Rosalia, but especially her icon, flamenco diva Lola Flores. So, who haven't I picked on yet? Have we all been picked on yet?
You haven't picked on yourself.
Dang it. I was trying to hide behind a veneer. No, this song is great. It's oftentimes what people think of Junior Eurovision. It's the high activity, high intensity, highly, I don't want to say caffeinated because giving too much caffeine to a kid isn't good. And again, she's nine. but hyper Haribo'd, like the kid woke up and was immediately fed a diet of Chupa Chup lollipops and off she pops. And it's so engaging. It's so cheeky. It's so fun. It's incredibly current because, again, she's name checking this large number of very popular current acts. But at the same time, she also says, I want to be like this flamenco singer that many of us don't know about. And she's like, I want to be as amazing as these huge stars, but I also want to be very Spanish too, which I think is very cute. I can't help but smile. I know I'm not the audience for this, but I cannot help but smile whenever I hear this. Somebody else, move on.
I empathize with her because I have... Oh. I can't even keep a straight face through it. I was going to say, I also have wanted to be the moto mommy of my hood. this song slaps. It's great to encounter a song that is as upbeat and peppy and sugary as you expect a Junior Eurovision song like that to be. But these lyrics aren't brainless. They're catchy, but they work. Somebody actually wrote a song from a distinct point of view, and that point of view is fun, and I haven't heard these lyrics in 1,000 factory-made pop songs before. This is great. I love it. It's fantastic. I can't really say anything. There's something cool about rhyming cantista with protagonista. Like, that just works. I really love this. I think she's fantastic. I love it. It starts out like everyone at school calls me a freak, but you know what? And then she sings a song about, hey, guess what? Go to hell. that's great. I love this. I love this.
Derek, what say you?
I mean, it's pretty fantastic, really. It's catchy. It's energetic. It's got a hook. Lyrically, yeah, like you said, it's actually has something to say that's not generic from the box of cliche topics that we've seen before. Oddly, the first thing I thought of when I listened to this is it reminds me a lot of Maria Isabel's song
Antes Muerta Que Sencilla.
Yeah, better dead than uglier. Have you
tried? Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah.
Not the chorus, but like the verses. It has that kind of sassy sort of rhythmic style to it. I'm just like, oh, it sounds like that. But that was great. And that was like 20 years ago, and this still feels fresh and fun and really cool. I think Spain knows exactly what they're doing at Junior as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
You know, they're up there. You know, they only have one victory, but, you know, they've got a lot of twos and threes. And I think they send really, really talented singers. This one's a lot of fun. I like this one a lot.
Eric.
Okay, look.
All right. Hell yeah. Okay, that's it. All right. Bust it out.
I'm not as high on it as the rest of you are.
Okay.
But I have to agree with what Derek said. This is a song with something to say. And like, it is presented in such a fun, peppy way. It's hard not to see the appeal and to love it. I will note that first lyric, Danny, that you mentioned specifically is, "At school, everyone says I'm crazy, but I don't care because they're wrong."
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what a complete psycho would say.
Her favorite movie is Joker.
Yeah. Well, they say I'm crazy, but that's fine.
That's right. They're wrong.
Yeah. If they say it again, I'm going to... No. I'll Moto Mami, the thing that she wants to be, is an album by Rosalia. I feel like it's been quite some time since there has been a pop star from Spain on the level of Rosalia. So seeing sort of a through line there and like seeing that inspiration come through is really cool. And then mentioning, yeah, I want to be Taylor. I want to be Carol G, you know, and when you're, she's nine, right? She's one of the younger.
She's the youngest this year, I believe.
Yeah. Having a song where the message is just, when I grow up, I want to be like, that's great. How have there not been more of these? It seems so simple, you know?
I mean, there definitely have been songs at Eurovision of, I want to be a star or I want to be a singer and, you know, look at me, look at what I'm doing right now. But it's been a little while. And two, I don't think that there's ever been one that's name checked artists to this extent and to have this kind of vibe to it. So it's different. I just find it funny that, you know, the lyric is like Taylor, like Carol, I want to be the Moto Mami of my hood, like Olivia, like the She-Wolf Shakira, but universal, like Lola. Lola being the least universally known.
I know, I love it. Just like us in America, like...
I want to be universal like this woman I've definitely heard of before just now.
And I mean, she's been dead for 30 years, and yet somehow this is the touchstone. I'm like, that's pretty badass, and it kind of makes me want to research a little bit more about Lola Flores.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you on that.
Yeah, little kids here all want to be Rudy Valley. Mm-hmm.
God.
I want to be Donovan when I grow up. Frankie Valli and his Four Seasons.
All right, we just going to sing the praises of this song for the next 10 minutes? Yeah. Or?
Right. Have we all said our piece? If there's more pieces to tell.
I'll only add.
Yeah?
Yeah. Musically, I have a hard time getting into it. And I think that's just because I'm in my 40s.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Just have some Haribo and call it a day.
I don't know what you're talking about, Eric.
Yeah.
Us youngins, you know.
I know you can't relate, but like...
Yeah, I'm still in my 30s for another like 2 months, so speak for yourselves.
All right, let's
move on to the next song before I get even more depressed. Anyway, here comes Germany. Here comes Germany. This is Bjarne with Save the Best for Us. Let's hear a clip.
This world can take your breath away. It's beautiful in every way.
Save the best for us. Save the best for us. Sometimes words aren't enough.
All right, that is Save the Best for Us by Bjarne. From Germany, 11 years old, from the town of Diepholz in Lower Saxony, sort of a northwestern part of the country. He was a semifinalist on The Voice Kids recently. Much like Poland, this is the first time Germany is sending a male junior Eurovision act. I was selected by a national final. The most tenuous Eurovision connection I can get to this one is the songwriting team includes a Danish singer by the name of Thomas Maelstrup, who was the son of a singer named Gry, who represented Denmark at Eurovision 1983. So just a little bit of a tidbit. I don't think we did. She was basically wearing an aerobics outfit. I think there were some sweatbands involved.
Oh, that one.
It was very 1983. Anyway, her son has co-written the act or co-written the song for Germany's Junior Eurovision act, Save the Best for Us.
Before we start, can we back up for a second and just note that Germany has a town called Deep Holes?
Hey. All right, duly noted. We'll just marinate that on that for a second. We're back.
All right, never mind. Good.
Good. Well, we got our song about the environment here in Eurovision here. Glad to have it. What is the existential threat to our mountains? I get it. Yeah, you just save
bigger
the
mountains.
Save the ocean, save the trees, save the mountains and the air we breathe. Okay, there three of those are obvious. What's threatening the mountains? Are we hill giants, big
tunneling.
I see.
Yeah.
Right. It's a German thing. You wouldn't understand.
There's a kind of low-key softness to this song that I don't hate. I'm just going to say straight up, I have an undue amount of affection for this song, even though it is a little bit sappy is a kind word for it, I think. But Germany is not about playing the Eurovision game. It's so strange. They're so game for being part of this contest, and they will just keep sending stuff that's not going to win. There's a kind of admirability about that. It's so strange. It's a song for contrarians. If this is your favorite song of the year, then I feel like you're just a contrarian. There's no reason to think that this is going to win, but there is reason to like a song like this that is just kind of sits there melodically and is just very pleasing. His voice is very suited to the way that this song has been arranged. This isn't you and your best friends jumping around and bopping about kind of music, but I don't know. This song has a place at the contest. It deserves to be here. That's all. Next song, Sam. What do we got next?
You know what? I actually kind of like this one.
There's something.
There's definitely something really charming about this. I think that Bjarne he's got a really solid command of the camera, not in the way that like a teen or tween idol would, but more in this way that like a theater kid would. That, you know, being again a former theater kid myself, I could see the earnestness and the energy that's going into this. He's not going in there being, oh, all the 12-year-old girls are going to vote for me because they think I'm cute. You're gonna like what I'm doing because of the strength of my voice. And He's got a great voice. I think the range is really solid. Hopefully, like we said in our last episode about the Italian singer, hopefully he'll be able to hold on to his 11-year-old voice and nothing's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. But there's something about this that just kind of grabs me. I don't know if it's certainly anthemic at parts. I'm kind of surprised that they had the big choral moment after the first chorus instead of at the climax of the song. That I disagree with, but no, there's just something about this that just keeps drawing me back in. There's a strange little charm to this. Yeah. And I like it more than I normally feel like I would.
I have a bit of difficulty explaining why, but I find this kid incredibly charming.
Yeah.
He reminds me of me when I was 10, perhaps.
He's a cute kid. He looks like if young Sheldon were in like an East Berlin Soviet propaganda poster. That's what he looks like. He's just the cutest little blonde German boy. That's just it.
Okay.
He's got the dimples that you can hide your loose change in. I mean,
we don't have a Kvitka this year.
Oh.
You know, which is a shame because we love Kvitka in this house. But I think this song is maybe the one that gets closest. There's just something very adorable and charming about it. I think he's a very impressive singer. When going into the high register, he uses a falsetto, and you don't always get that from kids. They just sing really high, but he, he's doing this in a way that sounds more natural and less annoying than sometimes these high young male vocals can be. I think the hand claps at the end go really well with sort of the general vibe of the song. I think the minimal little dance moves serve it pretty well. The song even has a bit of a right at the end. Like
it has a good build. It gets really anthemic.
Yeah. It builds in the way that We Are One thought it did. And yeah, take that, Ireland. That song wasn't very good. But I don't know. I like this. I find it charming is the word that I'd use to sum it up. He's just a charming kid with a song that suits him really well. Mm-hmm. I like this a lot.
Derek?
By all accounts, I should not like this.
I know. And doesn't it feel that way?
I don't.
No, I feel at odds with myself admitting that. Yeah, you know what? Save the mountains. Why not?
We should save those mountains. This kid has a point.
I know, right? I think the trick is that he sells it. I think it's all on him.
It's all him.
I think the song itself is not great. And lyrically, it's a bit clumsy, and it's got the message, and the message is a little ham-fisted. But he does it, you know? I was listening to an interview with Anthony Jeselnik earlier, and he said, and he quoted Andy Warhol, and he said, "Art is getting away with it." And then I immediately thought of it when I was listening to this, like he's getting away with it. He's somehow able to take something that on its face, if I described the song to you, you'd be like, "Oh, that sounds like crap." But then you listen to it and you're like, "Oh, you know what? There's really something here." And that's hard to get from, especially from a kid. And, you know, and I kind of like what Eric said, it's weaponized cuteness. In a way. I really wonder what it's going to be like if he pursues singing as a career and he's like, you know, in his late 20s, is it still going to work?
Or no, is he's going to be window? Like those nuts German musicals that they do. Like,
yeah.
Or he gets like
Princess Diana musical or the musical about like Empress Elizabeth. Like he's going to be nuts. He's going to go far.
Oh yeah, he'll be the lead in season of the musical. Totally. No, he's got a great career in that ahead of him, I think, and he's in the right country for it.
Yeah, but I mean, regardless of where he goes with it, it's like he's doing exactly what he should be doing right now. Like he knows where his talents are, where his strengths are, and he's playing to those. And his people are, you know, helping him with that. They're giving a song that he's going to excel at. Versus, you know, we've seen other kids given songs that like, this is not your song. You shouldn't be singing this.
Yeah.
Mm. Regardless of how talented they are. It's perplexing to see that. It's always a little strange. But yeah, he makes it work. So good on him.
All right. Pretty, I mean, unexpectedly solid. I thought I was honestly going to be the only one who was like,
I like that. I'm really glad we all saw the same thing on this.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, that's a good feeling.
That just warms not the like cockles France. Of my... Yeah, if you haven't listened to our last episode, I highly recommend you do that. All right, are we ready to hear the last song of our episode then?
Let's boogie.
All right, Hell we yeah. hop over the border to the Netherlands. Here comes, well, music by Stay Tuned. Mm-hmm. Let's hear some. Whoa, sing it big. In harmony. That was the Netherlands, the group Stay Tuned. You know, music makes the people come together, they say. And that's what they're serving. So it's a 4-part band or group, I should say, not band, because they're just singing. They're not playing playing their instruments. But Inkar is 12. Mjuka and Nick are 13. These are the most Dutch names. Mjuka and Nick. N-I-E-K.
Inky, Mucus, Nuke. And Kiara, that one's normal.
There you go, yeah. Mjuka and Nick are 13, Kiara's 14. They were paired up after auditioning as individuals, winning a national final as the Dutch tend to do at Junior Eurovision. We talk about how we miss Kazakhstan at Junior. We've got some Kazakh representation. Inkar was born in Kazakhstan and is now a member of the children's choir Kindern für Kindern. Which has many, many alumni of Junior Eurovision among its ranks, including Stefania, like a Pants Dance Stefania, got her start with this pan-Dutch children's choir, Kinderen for Kinderen, or Kids for Kids. So that seems to be a bit of I guess the factory is this. But yeah, Inkar is our Kazakh representation this year, so yay! So who wants to start us off talking about music?
Sam, you start us out again.
Do I? Why me?
I don't know. You got opinion on music?
Do I?
Yeah, we got a podcast for it. It's called 12 Points for America.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've heard that's great.
Uh-huh.
This is news to me.
Yeah, serious. You know what? The Netherlands, we talk about how countries like France and Armenia have their children factory. And sometimes the songs come out feeling very, very genuine and very, very well paired. To me, I feel like Dutch songs, even if they're well sung and they're well polished, I have the same problem with many Dutch songs at Junior Eurovision as I do with Swedish songs at the big contest. I know that they're well sung. I know that they're well performed, but they are just so polished that it's hard for me to kind of hold on to them. And I kind of feel that with this. It's formulaic. It's a formula that tends to serve them well, but it feels very, very formulaic to me. And I also just have a thing against songs that are sort of self-referential. It's like, we're singing a song and it's going to help people come together because we're singing a song and that's what music does. And that sometimes just... That sometimes gets to me. This isn't my thing, but I get what they're going for, and I understand why the Dutch keep doing this formula year after year. Somebody else, please. Anybody, please.
Sure. I think it's interesting that they all audition separately because I think they work well together.
They do,
which is nice. They seem to work well on camera, and you know, they have choreography, which I think is going to serve them well. It's nice when there's groups that they dance together because it, I don't know, just looks more symmetrical. That's a thing. Anyway, I think, you know, like Sam said, it feels very much like this is what they've been doing the last few years, and I'm not saying I'm getting tired of it, but I don't think it was particularly strong to begin with necessarily. Whereas like France, they have a thing and it's a winning strategy. And this to me feels like a pretty good strategy. And I'd like to see them take more risks with it. I'd like to see them, like, I think I said this about a couple of the songs. Like, I think, you know, they're kids, they're resilient. You know, you can push them a little bit more. Experiment, try something weird and different. And I think some of the songs this year are doing that. And I think there's songs like this that are kind of out of the mold and are fine. You know, I think Best Friends is probably the best example of that. Mm-hmm. With the four girls.
That's what comes to my mind immediately when I saw this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's as best as that you're going to do with that formula. And then after that, it's like, okay, let's kind of go back and let's tweak this a bit. Let's try something a little bit different. So it's fine. I think it's pretty good. I'm not excited about it, though.
Yeah, the fact that this is the same country that did Best Friends, it is what's a little bit puzzling about this to me, because this is just like, we have best friends at home. And I feel bad again, because that's kind of mean, but it like, when you've set that bar, and I loved Best Friends. I thought that was just a perfect junior entry, basically.
People, let me tell you about Best Friends.
Yeah. Something, something, something that'll do something else. Yeah. When you've done a song like this before, and then you send something that's like it, but worse. Just.
Oh, the Cypress strategy.
I mean,
El Diablo was pretty good. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, this just. It's weird to me. They would take a thing that's kind of such a similar formula and just put out something that's objectively less interesting. And it's not bad. It's all right. It's not the worst group song this year. That's a sneak preview for next week. And, you know, there are harmonies there sometimes, but there aren't a ton of them. And choreo is just kind of whatever. It sounds like I'm just being silly, but I keep coming back to, we have best friends at home. Like, I love what the Netherlands does at Junior, year in and year out. And I'm pretty disappointed by this.
So I'm not going to make it 2 weeks in a row that I'm the only person who has their opinion about this song and that it's an extreme opinion. It's not an extreme opinion, but I like this song. There is something, I don't know what it is. Have we ever seen a quartet that is the composition one guy, three girls? Like, it's kind of a dynamic that feels really unique, you know.
That's a really like, good question.
Like, I'm can you to... think of any other like quartet that is?
Alvin and Inez.
I'm thinking maybe Georgia. I think the Virus from Georgia, which would have been like 2015.
Virus?
Yeah, they were called the Virus.
Oh boy.
Pronounced Biscabby.
But it was it sort of opens up for a different oral landscape from other things. I will acknowledge this is very, very much the Netherlands. This is very much we're going to send a bunch of best friends singing about being best friends. But for me, it's the lyrics that are they sort of cross the line from being the usual half effort translation gobbledygook to just being really funny. They just go in and out here. I love the idea of being united by a song until the end of time. I like singing along with my friends, but I'm not sure. It's kind of like a monkey's paw wish to be with them till the end of time, you know, until the heat death of the universe. I'm going to be singing harmonies with my three gal pals. They're obviously going for hooks. They're obviously going for a couple of elements and tricks. I love when this boy just keeps singing, ooh, whoa. You just know that they're going to be trying to get the audience to sing along with that. I love that they just have this sort of like quasi dubstep circa 2013, two lines of half wrapped lyrics that they just hand to the boy because the boy can do that. It's not a diegetically produced group, but there is sometimes some charm to just being like, you know what, I'm going to enjoy a nice little song about singing with my best friends. And the song is sung by a blatantly assembled super group of little kid stars. I acknowledge this is going to completely dismantle my cred as a as far as having any taste that as far as Junior Eurovision is concerned, but I acknowledge it's a kind of ironic enjoyment of this song. Intellectually, I know that this country can do much better, but it's fun.
All right, and with that, have we officially closed our comments on this packet of songs?
I think we better.
All right. So why don't we go through and do our traditional end of show run through. Let's go through and say what our least favorite song of the week was. Let's start with Derek.
Is this, I mean, you need to ask. It's Poland.
I do need to ask. And Eric?
Poland.
Danny?
I'm going to acknowledge that it's kind of close between Poland and North Macedonia for me. I'm saying Poland, though.
And I'm, I guess, making it 4-for-4. Sorry to say
Poland.
Yeah. But let's end it on a high note. What was everybody's favorite? Derek, let's start with you.
Spain.
Eric?
You know what? Germany.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You know, I have a soft spot for Germany.
I give Germany my second place, but yeah, Spain for me tonight.
It's Spain for me. Yeah. Spain hard.
All right. Well, I guess that kind of wraps it up for this episode, but catch us for our next episode. It'll air or it'll be released, I should say. We're assuming the day before Junior Eurovision. We are so excited to do that. We'll go over that last packet of songs as well as our number one pick. I guess a song that we can release for our Champion of Champion of Champions episode in probably a couple of years. But until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
And I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Denny.
And America.
Stop listening now. For all the songs, I should just keep a running tally of how many braces I see in all the music videos.
Drink on braces. There you go.
Yeah, drink whenever you see a kid smile and he's just a brace face. It's great.